we had some developers from India actually come in the last week of August and stay with us here in D.C. for a while to discuss the possibility of jointly developing a solution that we could open source and put out for people to use around the world to build their own data.gov instances. And what we announced recently was that we delivered on our first stage of that.
And that consisted of a piece of open source code. What was it that was specifically delivered?
We delivered a data management tool. This is the foundational element of building your own data.gov. And what this does is basically allows governments to do all the workflow associated with checking data. So when we, for example, upload data to our data.gov, it runs through a process, an approval process, a security vetting process, and that workflow is what we delivered. The next stage is then for the Indian government to build the visual layer of that. So they're building the website and all the elements to sort of present the data.
Why India?
Well, really as a product of the discussions we had with the Indian government around the possibility here. The Indian government has actually been doing a really great job of elements of this. They have an effort that they put forward to do data, to fight corruption, to do other things, and we saw them as a really good partner to go and jointly take this on.
Since you can contribute it to a worldwide effort, it sounds like something that the United States has intellectual property rights to. Was that developed and coded by government employees or by contractors with having the government end up owning it?
The U.S. government coded it, but we coded it under the umbrella of this partnership, and we did it in a way that is all open source. And so it follows the normal guidelines you see in normal open source software, and we made it available sort of under that licensing model. And so it's not owned IP in the same way that we intend to put it out there. And it's sort of the cross benefit of this effort is that you want these things to be sort of by the people for the people, as well as having the government sort of lay down the base foundation. And so we're really encouraged by the ability to publish this first phase, get it out and into the hands of others to make improvements and give us feedback and do other things. So that's why when delivering this, we actually posted it up on GitHub for people to download and utilize it and take it from there.
We're talking with Stephen Van Roeckel. He is the Federal Chief Information Officer. And you were talking about this being the first phase. Terrific. What's the second phase? Where do things go from here?
The second phase is for us to continue the partnership, and in the next 6 months, you're going to see the government of India drop another set of code that is really the presentation aspects of this. So the thing we delivered in the last week was really around the ability to upload the data and to manage the data into the system, and now the next step is to present the data and have that be visible for people to use. If you go to data.gov, you'll see there's many different views and aspects to getting access to the data, and that's the next phase is to develop that, and you can expect in the next 6 months and in 2012 a final product that is the end-to-end aspects of being able to deliver on this.
Do you see this making a global impact? It almost sounds like diplomacy and technology merging to create, it's a small world.
Data is an amazing tool to shine light on many aspects of both government and other things. Exposing data we found in the U.S. can give you insights, can make you smarter about decisions, can fight corruption around the world and other things. It also gives you the ability to really unlock value of government in that when you publish data online, having application developers utilize that data to build solutions for citizens is a very, very powerful mechanism. I mean, if you have a smartphone, you can download in Washington, D.C. applications that tell you about metro arrival times and things like that. That's government data connecting into value for citizens. And I think there's an amazing realm of possibilities we could drive worldwide if we start opening up this data in a way that's accessible in these much broader senses.
And I wanted to ask you about progress on our own data.gov. I think there's several hundred thousand data feeds on there at this point. But looking at the list of applications, at least available through there, there don't seem to be that many. Maybe just a fraction, maybe 1% of the number of apps that you might find at one of the commercial app stores. Are you satisfied with progress on the uptake of data.gov?
The data upload and the upload of the valuable government data has exceeded expectations. It's we're at about 400,000 data sets that are up on data.gov, and we're really excited about where that has gone. As far as applications, we're continuing to discuss with application developers, with app developers, with others to build the next class of applications. Shining star in that regard is to look at all the health data and the data.gov communities associated with that. The Department of Health and Human Services has done a really incredible job to get applications written that are utilizing health data, and Todd Park, the Chief Technology Officer, has been leading an effort to really drive innovation there. I think we need to build some connections to the developer community and build kind of evolve the technology, which is what this data.gov effort is all about, to really fully realize that. Something I did and was very passionate in my past life in the federal government. In the last 2 years, I was at the Federal Communications Commission, and we were one of the first federal agencies to launch a developer page and a developer effort to really take advantage of this stuff. And I think there's a little bit of tweaking and dial turning we need to do, and we're doing that through this data.gov effort that's really going to unleash the potential here.
And just one final question. This is kind of deep in the techie weeds, but one of the discoveries out of data.gov was a vast store of something called triples, which to people that are in data management, that's really a big deal. One of the largest triple sources in the world. Has that accrued good credit to data.gov on the part of the people that care about that kind of highly technical aspect?
I think there's many aspects of data.gov that developers and technical people really are loving. I think if you look at my past work and the things we've done in the federal government around driving the adoption of web services and XML technology and other things, all of these aspects are things that the developer community and others are getting really excited about, because when federal data gets really interesting when you can layer it on top of each other, and think about mapping. You can think about other aspects of that. And when I can view say broadband penetration in the U.S., which is a data source linked through data.gov, and I can overlay educational institutions or health institutions or public safety aspects, I can really get amazing pictures and make better policy decisions based on that. And I think that intersection is the real power here. And as we continue to build data.gov and build out these capabilities, I think we're gonna see that power emerge and really be able to embrace it.